98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster. The Booth is powered by M-Drive, a Phoenix-based company supporting the home team. So support the home team and visit trymdrive.com today.
It's a fact check. I'm back. You back. We back. The D-backs can buy me love.
Joining us right now, live from San Diego, pre- and post-game host, Fox
former
Sports
movie
Arizona.
Star.
Check the IMDb, the IMDb page.
Former
he's there.
Star of a great movie. One of my favorite movies.
Todd Walsh from Fox Sports Arizona joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. It's your theme song, Todd.
It is available on Netflix. Please go out and purchase that. If you want to just buy the movie, go ahead. I'm sure you can get it online somewhere.
You get a residual from that if I purchase
will.
It on
and,
iTunes?
No, many years ago, Todd Walsh promised us his residual check.
Okay.
I'm sure it's like $30, but we never got it. But he did promise us a residual check 1 year.
Yeah, I did. And all right, here's the deal. The next one that comes in, I'm coming down to the studio and I'm buying a half a cup of coffee for both of you.
Half a cup each. Okay.
Yep.
There it is.
But it seems to me that if I'm the one that is providing for the residual check by buying the movie on iTunes, that it's really, I might as well just go buy myself a cup of coffee, right?
It's one of those things where you would say it just comes out in the wash.
Yes, yes.
I would love to be a part of the process.
Thank
and
you.
Putting more money in the bank. Please.
You don't cash them. You just frame them. They're not worth cashing, so you just frame them.
The last one was an international check.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not going to say how much, but It would a grande latte was perfect.
What it would have done.
There you go. Yep.
All right, well, you're with the team. We can hear the stadium there in the back room. You're at Petco Park where the Diamondbacks are opening up a series against the Padres. You're around the team every day. Tell me what the mood was like with the acquisition of Eduardo Escobar.
I will tell you that the beauty of being on the ground with this team every day or whenever I can be is that you get to see things that most people don't. And when the clubhouse opened at 3:40 not too very long ago, I walked in and tried to track down David Peralta for the obvious connection, the Venezuelan connection. And he was standing there and he held his iPhone or whatever it was to me. And he said, I just got a text, and it was a voice text from Eduardo. And I could hear the conversation going back and forth. And then I had a chance to talk to him and also John Ryan Murphy, who played with him in Minnesota. I'm sure you guys touched on that already throughout the course of your show. And the fascinating thing, the common thread between both of them is the energy and just the personality that he brings to the room, not just the talent that he brings on the field. John Ryan Murphy was just literally shaking his head about the kind of guy that we're going to see here. We'll have that on Diamondbacks Live in the pregame show, both those reactions coming up here from Petco. But I look forward to talking to Torrey Lovello in a little bit when he meets with the media in about an hour to get his sense. The Diamondbacks just posted some really cool video of the phone call that he made to him. And I will say this, guys, and I'll stop blabbering. When I see that Joe Mauer of the Minnesota Twins says it was a punch in the gut, you get a sense of how difficult of a trade that was for that organization, which tells me a lot about what's coming here.
Yeah, Chipper Jones was once very upset when Martin Prado got traded, you know, after he retired.
Yep.
So, I mean, just this is a great trade. It looks like an absolute steal for the Diamondbacks to go get a player like this for the stretch run. So I am excited about it. I think he's going to be able to help. But let's talk about what this means for Jake Lamb. Last night they gathered together because they feared the worst. They feared that Jake Lamb was going to have to go on the disabled list. Have you heard anything about Jake Lamb? And he is on the disabled list now, but how severe is this injury?
I don't know, and I won't know until we talk to Torrey at about 5:30 this afternoon. So look for that, and I'll try and tweet that as soon as I can if you're looking for some information. But just judging by the room at Wrigley Field in Chicago yesterday, some body language, and certainly just some of the conversations I saw that were happening, my sense is that this obviously escalated that. This trade escalated that injury escalated the trade, and there's no doubt. But I also look at the bigger picture, John and Dave, of the infield, that there's a lot of guys that have been underachieving. And they've had spurts, they've had moments, but not the totality that you want. And this is a guy that can play just about every position on the planet.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot about all of that, not just to Jake Lamb, but that's, you know, an injury that I'm going to get a sense from. My guess is that at some point we're going to hear Jake Lamb say, I never felt 100% all year long. That's my take from that.
It's funny that you said that, because of the question that I would love to know the answer to, and I doubt I'll ever get it. Mike Hazen was asked it today during the conference call. If no Jake Lamb injury, do you make this trade? And he said, look, in a parallel universe where Jake doesn't get hurt, I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that. I would like to think, and I could ask you to speculate on this one, I would like to think they still would, based off of the upgrade that he provides and kind of the struggles that you've been talking about. Do you think they would have made this trade anyway if Jake doesn't get hurt yesterday?
I do. I think it's about, like I said, maybe a little more than just Jake Lamb. But yep. I've always been concerned, and I'm sure you guys are, and you pour through the numbers much more than I do, about the splits for Jake. I mean, I grew up in a different era of baseball. I'm still trying to modernize myself. But I want to see my third baseman out there every single day. That's what I want to see. And I'm not sure you could do that with Jake, depending on some of the matchups. And that's a troubling aspect for me. But that's just, you know, I'm ancient. So I saw Greg Nettles out there every day, and it didn't seem to matter. I knew he was going to get his 30 home runs. But I don't know. I think it's about that, and I think it's about a little more. I know that Nick Ahmed, obviously, while we saw what he did yesterday at Wrigley Field, but you want to see him hitting 250, don't you, consistently? You
sure.
want to see Ketel Marte live up to the contract that he was rewarded with at the start of this year, and he never really, I thought, picked up the pace. There have been moments, and so I think it's a part of some of the parts of that infield.
Listen, I loved Greg Nettles, too, especially when he put all those little super balls into his bat and got caught.
He did.
Remember
God
that?
Bless him.
But here's the thing. I think if Greg Nettles played today, I mean, and he was a pull hitter, I mean, with the switches today where you got three infielders on the right side of the infield, maybe he'd get platoon too.
Maybe.
I mean, baseball, me and you, look, we all grew up in the same era. I mean, we didn't see this, these infield switches the way they're played now. I mean, maybe a lot of those guys back then would have been platoon if they played today because, you know, pull hitters, you could defend them now, and you couldn't back then.
No, it's a great point, and I need to find myself being more comfortable with that. I just know that when I looked at corner infielders for most of my life, those were guys that trotted out there every single day. And obviously that's changing, and whether that's good or bad, I'll let the commissioner figure out if he ever decides to try and change this game.
Leave us with this, Todd, before we let you go and get back to work. You talk about numbers and splits and data and things like that. There's a lot of real interesting numbers out there about Brad Boxberger, who had a real rough day at the office yesterday, obviously, in one of the more disappointing losses of the season for the Diamondbacks. Do you get the sense that there's going to be a discussion about changing of the roles in the bullpen for the Arizona Diamondbacks?
If there is, they're never going to tell us, certainly publicly. I'm sure there is a level of concern. I know that when I see him go out there, and you can debate all you want the call and how the leadoff batter got on. I know that he fell behind him 2-0 in the bottom of the ninth at Wrigley Field in Chicago, in a team that had been chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. And I remember standing up in the camera well, and I looked, and I looked down at my lineup, and I went, oh, no, this isn't going to end well. And I feel that way a little more than I think I want to feel when I see Brad Boxberger come out there. They're not going to tell us about those discussions. They will if they go out and make a trade or they make some sort of a move. But that's just the way this franchise operates, and I actually appreciate that. We don't see a lot of leaks. We don't see a lot of stories that are dangled out there to try and drive the narrative to a certain way, and it's been, for me, for what I do at Fox Sports Arizona as the broadcast partner, it's been a pleasant change, and I sort of like the way it develops. I'm guessing that those conversations are being had every single day, and that's the quality of the guys that are in the seats that say general manager and things.
A very, very, very small latte on you, the next residual
right.
check you get for Can't Buy Me Love, okay?
All right. I will. If you will let me in the building and let me in the studio, and then I will walk in. Can I just do promo on my pregame show? Did you ever watch Breaking Bad? I have to ask.
Yes, I did.
Okay. If you get near a television tonight on Fox Sports Arizona, we're going to weave in a moment that we had with a multiple Emmy Award-winning actor, Bryan Cranston, Walter White, and a connection to the Arizona Diamondbacks that will blow your mind. It was a week ago here in San Diego. They had Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 10-year anniversary of Breaking Bad. They had a reunion of the cast. That's all I'm going to say, but if you're a Breaking Bad fan, you got to watch the pregame show, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Watch it on Fox Sports Arizona. Thanks, Todd. We appreciate
it. You guys. Be well.
All right. You got it.